Co-creation. Sit in a straight-backed chair with your hands and your feet apart. Close your eyes and relax. Be in the center of your own head. Go into trance. Ground yourself into the center of the planet Earth, the exact geographical center of the planet Earth. Run your energy using your own essence energy. Pull this pure essence energy into your feet chakras and allow it to flow up, up, up your legs and into your pelvic cradle. Pull this essence energy into the crown of your head, down your back channels, and into your pelvic cradle. Mix both your earth essence and your cosmic essence in your pelvic cradle and allow the mixture to flow up, up, up the front of your back spine channels and out the crown of your head. Postulate that this essence energy will flow through you for this entire exercise. Every particle of energy in the universe is within a shared collective reality. Whether it is as close to you as your family and home, or as far away as the moon, all people, all places, all things are ultimately within your daily life, with or without your awareness of them. Your energy overlaps, combines, and unites with the energies of all others. In this way, we co-create our worlds by common agreement. Our collective energies synthesize into the realities that we experience every day. Together, we co-create and manifest the chairs, tables, books, food, cars, houses, and all that we have in our shared collective reality. Your ability to consciously influence this shared reality develops in direct proportion with your ability to both know yourself and to surrender that self to the specific creation of which you are one part. When you know who you are and who you are not, you are no longer sidetracked by mistaken responsibilities. Instead, you are able to recognize, handle, create, and manifest your own energy within the context of your fullest potential. You take on only your part, and you allow others their part. Whether you are one with one other, one within a group, or one within the whole, all that exists. Whether you are a follower or a leader, no matter how large or small your part appears, your part, each part, everyone's part, is of equal importance. It is the pulling together of the group energy and the mutual surrender to the evolution of the common goal that directly influences your ability, the group's ability, everyone's ability, to manifest lasting creations together. The more consciously each person does their part, the more evolved the whole will be. Visualize in front of your aura, outside of your boundaries, and in front of your sixth chakra, that the whole, all that exists, is a very, very, very large body. Postulate that you are one cell in that very, very large body. Allow that one cell to light up on the body in front of you. Which cell would you be? Where would you be located? What would be your functions to maintain the whole? Surrender yourself into the unity of the whole, of all that exists. Be your part. Be in the center of your own head. Bring every cell in your body into this present moment. Be here right now. And come out of trance.